This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, you know, this is a perfect example of what we want to talk about.
It's perfect and also, like, kind of exposes us in a way.
And no, that's actually, what I mean. Like, this is what we need to... This is an area
this
for
This has to be addressed.
Yeah.
Yes. It has to be addressed. And as long as we're coming to it from that place, then it's, like, it's less embarrassing. But still, it's, like, doing it in front of Sarah... Mm-hmm. And just playing our one tiny little music, which is now already over.
It's ended, and it's old.
It's, I mean,
doesn't
so
it feel
old.
Dated?
Because Sarah's podcast has so much music. There's actually music through the entire thing.
The whole
so
music.
I'm trying to imagine.
And
there would
so
still
now.
Be music playing. There still would be music playing right now.
What I'm saying now would be over music.
Yes.
And right now?
And for so much longer than this.
Picture a podcast. For people who listen to our show, we want to talk a little bit about what Sarah does, which is, okay, picture a podcast. Doesn't have to be mine. It probably should be. Now picture it's got music the whole time. Is that accurate, Sarah?
Sarah Haggie?
Yeah.
Are you here?
I'm here. I was just listening.
What's up, dude?
I'm chilling, man.
Yeah, same. No, I am chilling, actually. Thank you for bringing that up, because I have been chilling, and isn't it the best?
Yeah, you seem really relaxed. I could.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, no. People have been noticing, actually, that I'm very relaxed. I'm not having a nervous breakdown lately.
No, I don't think you
are. Okay, so you agree. Great. So
yeah.
Good. So that's out of the way.
Great.
So
yeah.
Anybody awesome. Who wants to ask me, like, just refer to this podcast. Sarah can practically see me and said that that's not what's happening for me.
No, not
Sarah,
at all.
Writer of the news.
Right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Where do you get your ideas for the news?
Oh, my God. I wish I had a good answer for you, but
me too. Like,
me too.
I just kind of wait. I wait for it to happen, and then
no. And but then I love. You know. But imagine the show. If you had a really good answer, we'd be off.
I know. I'm
we'd
sorry.
Be off and running. No. Please.
Okay. Where do I get my ideas? I wait for things to happen, and then I don't know. I just kind of twist them into something that people might want to read. You know.
It's tragedy plus time plus a twisted mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just go ahead and put it through the blender.
Yeah, exactly.
And you are the co-host.
Yes.
Of Scamfluencers. Co-host yeah. in this, like.
A ghost.
To me means.
Know. I don't know.
Like coach.
Never
the
mind.
The co is
Never
for
mind.
Coach. Coach host.
Coach host.
I would say so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in there hosting. It's like a player coach.
You're calling the plays.
In sports, yes.
You've got the clipboard.
But you're also
to the
out
side.
There.
Is there a player coach in sports?
Oh, Sarah. So this is actually something we do know about, unlike the news.
Okay.
There used to be.
There used to be, and then they had to stop because they were so good. But any one of them at any given time could get out there. Obviously, they know how to play the game better than anyone else. That's why they're coaching the game.
It sounds kind of unfair, if you ask me.
And so it would destroy competitive sport as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're from Canada, right?
Yeah.
So you say
I'm in
sport.
Toronto.
You say sports.
We say sports.
Set of sports.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Been there.
It would destroy sport and the sporting life as we know it. Sarah, you're friends with Brody?
Yeah, I would say so.
Get her on the horn.
Look.
Call her.
Okay.
I'll say this. Is she the worst guest we've ever had on our podcast? Yes.
No. Well, okay. I was thinking of someone else, but I'm realizing, no, we didn't ever actually do that episode. We had a worst guest booked.
Think of who was in that episode. Was it maybe Brothy?
Oh, we did do the episode. It was Brothy.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. That's yeah. I had that same thought process. I was like, wait, oh, that actually was her.
Because it, yeah, I think I sort of suppressed it in a way.
Yeah,
the recording
that was
so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Let's call her, though. Let's call her.
Let's get her on the horn.
Did you tell her you were doing the show?
Who wants to call her?
I did tell her I was doing this. I actually was just talking to her. I told her I was going to do this, and I asked her for some advice.
Killer mic screen.
Is that your house?
Yeah,
is that at your house?
This is in my house. Okay, the only reason why I have
Kevin
up right now is because I was recording my podcast earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't set this up for this. Yeah, yeah. They're very strict.
So, but here's the thing, Sarah.
Kevin, why don't I have this?
But Sarah, I just want to. This is confusing to me because I am recording my podcast right now.
Yes.
And I don't have that.
Kevin, why doesn't Hayes have this?
You have to talk to Kevin.
So that's what's confusing because you have it because you were recording your podcast before.
Mm-hmm. Earlier this afternoon.
So you have it because you were recording a good, nice podcast.
And yeah, I am recording my own podcast actually right now as I speak, which is what I do the podcast.
Just so I can walk through it, if you hadn't been recording your podcast, you would not have used that for just our podcast. It wouldn't have been worth, I guess, the process of assembling
it. That's the implication,
certainly.
No, she said it's the only reason. She says
the only reason. I heard
but
that.
But
only reason.
Only because I wouldn't want to seem like...
Careful
too,
with only. You've made one mistake.
Like kind of like a loser who just does this for fun, you know? So it was more, it would be more me trying to be cool.
Flattery
than
will get
a
you everywhere,
disrespect
my dear.
To you, you know?
Scamfluencers is on Wondery.
Yes.
Wondery's different.
Different. You know what I call it? Wonder why.
Wondery is different, doggy.
Right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Because that's what it says. Wonder why.
How do we get it's what you come to expect, right? And that's what they said, like to their hosts. If they, you know, you're fulfilling the Wondery standard,
yeah,
every time you get on the mic.
Yes,
it's got to sound Wondery good.
It has to sound good enough that no one's thinking about anything else than what I'm saying. You know, like they're not thinking about like a noise or, you know, like something, anything else.
A popping pee.
Yeah, a popping pee. That's their biggest fear. That is their biggest fear.
Earwolf just said that we had to wear shoes. That's all. That was the only standard when we were. So we used to be on this network called Earwolf. And they didn't give a fuck about how it sounded. They said that. All they cared about is that if we showed up, we had to be wearing shoes. And
they
that
pushed
wasn't even,
me down in a chair and said, we don't give a fuck how you sound.
Yes.
Even if you're on home, in your
but
own
put
home,
put those
you have to
stinking
wear shoes?
Hogs away. They pointed at my feet.
Yes.
I put my feet out.
And the reason for that is not for anything related to like cleanliness or whatever. It's so they can sell podcasts where the hosts are not wearing shoes as a higher tier.
That's a premium.
Oh, yeah, that makes,
that's a premium add-on.
That is pretty. That's premium, I'd say. So you guys aren't wearing shoes now.
No, we are. We haven't graduated that, but like they said, they can't sell ads on our piggies, is what they said.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That was how it was explained to me. But no, we are wearing shoes. But you agree that that's a good premium add-on. But something you should know about Earwolf is they failed. They don't exist anymore at all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that really sucks. I didn't know that. I'm so
They're
sorry.
Gone. Doesn't matter to me, you know?
I'm really sorry that they don't exist anymore.
It's only my life.
But you're here, so, you know,
but where
you made
is
it.
Here? Where
I don't
is
know
here
where you
I
are.
Doing?
You're in a, you're very far away in a room, in a big room.
Kevin wanted to add more scope to the show.
Mm-hmm.
He just was saying that it just like doesn't feel like you don't feel narrow. The world. He said it was claustrophobic. Narrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the camera's not very far away.
Okay. I get
to
a sense
sitting on top of his car while he's driving around. This was a compromise.
Scamfluencers, 10 binge-worthy podcasts on Wondery that you do not want to miss.
Wonder why?
Who said that?
BuzzFeed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And I was buzz-fed by it.
Yeah. More food buzz-nerd. For the buzz.
It's number two.
Wow.
Looking up at the smart list, guys. You know, cost of doing business over there, I guess.
Those smart list guys, man.
What are they like around the office?
Yeah.
I haven't been allowed to be around them. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
Okay. They got their own little section.
Okay. Yeah.
Velvet ropes.
They have.
And you say I'll say that much, but that I guess would be everything since you haven't been allowed to.
Yeah. There'd be nothing else to say.
You have you no other had. Observations about them because you've never been allowed to see them, talk to them.
You ever bump into Dirty John around the office? Dirty John there. And his
his scrubs.
Yeah.
Was his Dirty John scrubs. The doctor? I thought that. That's Dr. Death.
Oh,
in the
I don't.
Scrubs.
Sarah?
I don't want to get in trouble.
Yes. And I don't want to dispel you of any notions about Dirty John or whether he actually is a doctor. So, yes. I'll say for your purposes. Yes.
Okay.
Dirty John is just a normal doctor.
He's just a doctor. Nothing to worry about there. Dirt Y John.
But he's
on
a
Wonder
dirty
Y.
doctor. Is that what he did?
Well, doctoring's dirty work.
That's true.
In the world, the whole world's a little dirty, isn't it? Who's to say?
There's a lot of filth.
All of us are trying to operate
film
in the world.
Over
we pick,
everything.
We pick up a little dirt. Just by moving through this world.
So we're all Dirty Johns, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Throw a music bed under it. Cover up the scum. I mean, that's what they're doing. Put a fine sheen on the absolute filth.
Sarah, the challenge we face, in addition to not having resources or listeners, is
our friends.
When we have tried to do the thing that you do, because obviously it's like how you unlock so much, like
oh my god,
like the quality of the show, the clientele you attract when you put a high class music bed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
It polishes it all up, doesn't it? It signals
levels,
to the listener.
It levels up.
Wait a minute. Yeah. And it goes back to olden time of entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. It's the symphony. It's the orchestra playing beneath the players upon the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it tells them, you know, we're here with like a calliope music. It's like a...
Mm-hmm.
organ grinder. Just
if we
like
had, even if we had that, that would be amazing.
I like the song you guys have at the beginning. It says your names.
Forget the song. Forget that song.
That's great. It's a personal song for you.
Please forget the song.
Okay.
That song, because one, it's short, and we can't just keep playing it over and over again. We've tried
It's really.
But they're
short.
Talking, and it's Kevin
People
said it makes his finger
it's not
hurt.
Even actually, a song. It makes his finger hurt to press the button. So like if. Even one more time is not an option.
Kevin said to us, I didn't ask him about it at the time, and I won't ask him about it now, but he said, I can't keep starting the song over. It makes my finger hurt, and I need it for later.
Ugh.
Oh.
I don't want him to explain it, but I didn't want to hear it again. I assume it is, but I didn't want to hear it again.
Anything
so
you need for later is disgusting.
I think so too. So I was like, well, let's just forget that song because it feels like it's invited Kevin to give me more details every time. And so
yeah,
I think
okay,
what we
I
need
get
to
it.
Do
I'm
is
so
find
sorry
another...
I brought it up.
No. It's a you didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I told you. Like now you have to know what I did.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that anymore.
No one wants to think about that except Kevin.
That's all I think about.
Okay, stop.
I mean, it could be. I mean, we assume you're going to use your finger at some point, like over the course of the rest of the day.
Of course, yes. You know? open your phone or whatever. But the fact that he's saving it. Yeah,
later,
right?
That's the part that gets in my head.
Yeah,
there's something
exactly.
in particular. Some
we know that he has to ring the doorbell so that they can let him back into his to jail every night.
I'm sorry, Kevin. You've been nothing but nice to me.
Well, they let him go. Well, don't be sorry. They let him go out and do whatever he wants all day.
That's a good arrangement.
It's a great arrangement.
You don't pay for that?
I pay for it. I cook everyone at the jail a midnight snack when I get back. I say, let me do anything I want. But when I come back, I make a softest pudding you ever taste, boys.
Ugh. Softest pudding you ever taste, boys.
What?
Oh my!
I'll tell you my secret. I'll tell you my secret, Sarah.
No.
See, this is what he does. If you open the door a little tiny bit, he kicks it off the hinges and starts explaining his secret pudding recipe. Softest pudding you ever taste, boys. He wanted that to be a shirt.
A onesie.
He thought that should be a shirt.
What's the secret? I know we're not going to get out of this without hearing the secret.
Yeah, okay, fine. Just say it. Yeah, say it.
It's Grandma Simonin.
That would have made
cinnamon
it softer.
Cinnamon is not a softening agent.
What is it going to do? What is that going to do?
It's also not something that can be grandma's. It's just an ingredient. It's always the same.
Grandma's is finite. Yeah.
You put grandma's in front
grandma's
of something,
pudding
people
recipe.
Trust it.
Yes.
Everyone trusts their freaking grandmas and moms. For that.
And that's
my mom's lasagna. My grandma's
that's Kevin's plan. It's grandma's everything, so nobody questions it. But maybe we should look a little deeper because grandma's cinnamon implies to me that cinnamon's not the only ingredient.
Grandma's secret cinnamon.
Grandma's cinnamon has something else going on.
I've said too much. This week on the Patreon, the boys record another memorable pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles April 17th with special guest Lily Sullivan at the Dynasty Typewriter. Tickets for that are in the episode description. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending.
I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, to just like do the math, I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
So we have tried this.
When you say tried this, what is this?
Putting some class, real class music in our
show. We were going to make a real podcast at one point.
Yes. And
funny to look back now.
There's an issue every time. Kevin, do you have like some just like music you can play? I can show you a little bit of this is how it always goes.
How it sounds, yeah.
Yeah. And then the unthinkable happened. The man's wife came home and found. I'm sorry, this shit is a vibe.
It's
damn.
I think damn. Music can sometimes make things a bit too scary like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean, but that's what
it
I, like, every time
out.
I get kind of like that has happened. It, like,
we were about to get to the unthinkable, which is
yeah.
My understanding is that's a big part of the Wonder
it was a
Why
huge
brand.
Part of yeah,
it
huge,
is yeah
yes. That's right.
The unthinkable happened.
The unthinkable
to
happened.
It's always
Dirty John.
The unthinkable.
It happened to
he
Dr.
never
Death.
Knew it was going to happen.
Yes.
It's mm-hmm. and like you know, there's always like a cliff like that where it's mm-hmm. and he'll never guess where he ended up.
And at some point, you're like, well, this shit happens in every episode of every show. Like, how mm-hmm. unthinkable can this actually
when are,
be?
When is this going to become thinkable for yeah. someone involved in one of these stories?
I don't know, but you know, people—they're not thinking it. I'll tell you that much. They're
thinkable.
Not.
But the problem
not.
Is
thinkable. Is that a name for a, like a thinkable. Smartless spinoff?
The thinkable.
Thinkable by Smartless.
Thinkable by Smartless. A Wonder Why production.
Oh yeah, they can come up with. They yeah I.
That's a vibe.
That is a vibe.
But the problem is loving music too much, Sarah. When it's playing,
I
will be
so
captured by it.
Record.
I will, like,
okay. I have to tell
be
you
consumed
something.
By. I will find it
I
to
get
be a vibe.
Lost in the tunes.
Yeah.
I have to tell you something. When I'm recording my show, I don't know those sounds. Like, I don't hear them when I'm talking.
You said I don't know those sounds?
No, I don't know when they're coming up.
Like Mariah, right?
I'm talking.
I don't know her.
I'm telling the story.
Sorry to this.
I don't know when those sounds appear. I don't hear them.
Okay.
They put those in way later. I have nothing to do with the music or sounds.
So you just tell a story and then there's sounds?
Yeah.
I could try that.
Yeah. I will say, listening to your show, it does show.
You can feel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That you're not on beat at all.
Not to be critical.
That's a choice.
It's torture to listen to.
Yes.
I've heard that, but that's what the people want, you know?
Yeah, some people do really want that. Some people enjoy the track. It's true. Yes.
And who am I to say no to a buck?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say
when
no.
When the pay pigs line up, what are you going to say?
I'm not going to say no.
Go back in the barn?
No. Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
No,
you're
going to
say
the
squeal.
Barn.
Yeah, you're going to say squeal.
Right. Squeal piggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. We're just trying to give the listener the most pleasurable experience of their lives. And so we're also just so meticulously involved in every single aspect of the production. And like, and our voices are part of the melody.
Kevin, can you give me a music bed and I can just try something?
Jacob got into the car like it was any other morning. What he couldn't have known was what was in the back seat. Can anyone else hear that? Am I the only one hearing that?
I think
is that my heartbeat?
I think we're all hearing something different, and that's the magic of being a podcaster. You don't know what the other person's hearing. You don't. You simply will never know.
That's true, and everyone does hear something different, and people come up to me and like, I liked like this part, or I didn't like sometimes this part of the podcast that you did. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I go, that wasn't even a part of it for me.
Yeah, I didn't even do that.
Yeah.
So that'll always happen. When Sean is doing it, Sean will say, can anyone else hear that?
Yeah. I just start to get freaked out that I'm like, is this happening? Like, is something wrong with my body? Because I don't usually hear those kinds of sounds when I'm talking. And it gets me kind of upset.
How do you move past that?
This is the problem.
I'm asking you for your help.
For your help.
Oh,
that is
you
want to
know
here.
How I get past it.
Yeah, you're like,
it.
What are you going to do?
It.
It's like,
okay,
about here?
I thought you guys had your own, like, you guys have been doing this for way longer
I go
than
to the
I have.
Yeah, but we have not been able to figure out this one element of it.
This is you as a mechanic. I'm like, hey, my car won't start. You're like, oh, geez, how do you figure out what's wrong with it? I'm like,
you just have to embrace that you don't know. And you just have to be okay with that.
You don't know. I'm embracing that you don't know right now.
I don't know.
I'm being forced to.
I don't know what I'm doing. They just tell me what to do and I do it. You need someone to tell you what to do. And you guys don't have that.
I guess I'm the pay pig.
You know?
Somebody tell
like
me
you,
what to
you
do.
Just, you need someone to tell you what to do, and that's my job. Tells me what to do, I do it.
Okay. All right.
And this is the problem.
I'm kind of a bad boy, though.
With being your own boss. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Kind of the bad boy. A bad boy, a rebel, but also the boss of the entire business.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm simultaneously both like the man and the most punk rock fucker on the entire planet. And it's like, it's a balancing act, I'll say that much.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun.
At least I have Kevin.
Does Kevin,
Kevin
not
won't,
tell you what
Kevin
to
do? Won't upgrade to like, so we've talked about this many times on the show. One of the biggest problems with music and one of the most like kind of intractable issues with it is that you cannot see it.
No, it's not tangible.
When it's like you don't actually know like for Sean, did it start forever? Like, has it started for everyone
else
at the same time?
Is it still going? Is it supposed to be like, is now what I'm hearing, like something happening like to my brain?
This could all be solved if Kevin were to upgrade to a Winamp visualizer.
Yeah.
But
he's not doing that?
No, he will not get the good visualizer.
He refused. Wait.
I got the L amp.
The lamp.
I love L amp.
I don't know why he's not doing that. Wait, so I don't really get it though. You guys are in charge, but you're waiting for Kevin to do things for you without telling. Like, I just don't understand the hierarchy here.
I asked him if he'll do it.
So are you telling him or are you asking him?
I told him,
hey, I want you to do this.
Yes. He's concerned about the impact the trippy visuals will have on our performance.
Yeah.
Which, like, for
like
me,
you get too excited or what?
I have synesthesia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot of girls
and
have
so,
that.
Mm-hmm.
It is primarily a girl thing. I've noticed.
I think of it as like a girl thing.
Yeah.
But then I also think of it as I have it, Hayes has it.
None of my guy friends have it except Sean, of course. Like, we both have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely girls who sing pop music all have it.
And they can,
yeah,
like,
isn't it funny? Yeah. And we're both actually very naturally musical as well.
Yeah.
No training, but.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, yeah, I mean, we experience music in a more intense way. If you combine it with the visuals, I don't know where I'll end up.
But I don't see it.
I can taste colors.
I taste.
I can taste one color.
I taste touch.
It's okay. Orange. And it is more specific than the color.
So, okay. And you, Hayes, you taste touch.
When I touch something with my fingers, yes, I could.
Yeah, so that's what. So are you saving like that finger sometimes?
Like it's in my mouth. No, yeah. Absolutely not. Like, I'm actually withholding it most of the time because the impact is so severe. It's like my entire mouth is full of whatever the thing is.
Same with me. When I touch an orange, I can taste it right afterwards if I suck on my hand.
That's classic synesthesia.
Well, yeah. And it's like, it's very confusing. Does it make me a great artist, creative? Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's fair for you to put that label on me, Sarah.
Would you say
it
makes
also
you
presents some challenges?
Does it make you a better podcaster? Would you say?
What we're learning.
Sorry, I can't get out of interview. I can't get out of interview. I'm so sorry.
I know. I understand. Same thing happens.
It's so hard to step away. Sometimes.
It's so hard. Yeah,
buddy.
It's so hard. Yeah.
Look who you're telling.
But I'll go back to being casual. But I am curious, you know, does it help?
The cans never come off, right?
They never come off. Mm-hmm. I'm always on.
I try to walk away and I put my whole computer off the desk because the cans are still on.
I've never heard of them being referred to as cans, but I knew instantly what you meant.
Well, because you're from Canada. I mean, it would be insanely confusing.
Yeah.
It would be like it was called headphones and duh.
Yeah, no, it's true. We call them cans here. They call me Oscar the Grouch because I sleep in the cans.
Damn. Wow, do you guys have Canadians on here often?
Have we ever had any other
We're
ones,
no stranger
Kevin?
To it. I know we have.
Oh, yeah. We had like your...
We had Annie Murphy up in this piece.
Yeah. We had your main mascot, Dave Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Dave Thomas been a couple times. One of the McKenzie brothers.
Dave Thomas?
Yes.
Yeah, Strange Brew, the McKenzie brothers. Bob and Doug McKenzie?
No. I don't know him.
Yes.
I thought you meant
Mariah's back.
When he said Dave Thomas, I thought sense, I was like the Wendy's guy.
Sorry to this man.
I am sorry. I don't know him. But I'm sure he's great. I thought Dave Thomas was the Wendy's guy. And then in my mind, I was like, is he Canadian? And then I realized you're talking about someone else.
SCTV.
No.
Grace Under Fire.
No, this is the Canadian version of Mariah Carey and Jennifer Lopez. She knows who Dave Thomas is. They're the equivalent of those celebrities in Canada.
Mm-hmm. The competition.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say he can't sing the way I can. That's all I'm going to say.
say, and this shit, we cannot get involved in this.
It's not because we love all of our guests.
Yes.
Except fucking Brody.
Oh my God.
Just was like, wow, so uncomfortable.
Why did you guys have her on
something?
Multiple times.
I got tricked. Yeah.
You know how you like.
The second time was just supposed to be her apologizing for the first time, like to our listeners and to us.
Oh, she's never said sorry ever in all the years I've known her.
Do you know sometimes you like put something on a stain that you're like, okay, well, that made an even worse stain?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You don't know about that?
You don't know about it?
No, I've never done that to a stain.
You're just like, oh, I got to get this out. Well, I better put something like really extreme on it.
Yeah, what gets out chocolate? Ketchup.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, now the chocolate is still there, but now there's also a ketchup scene as well. That's what it's like having Brody on for the second time.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to experience that. I know how it is with her sometimes. And whatever. We don't have to get into that. It's not.
Well, let's call her
right now.
Let's call her. Who wants to call her?
Okay, I'll call her. Where's my phone?
Maybe this will be the one that.
Okay. I'm going to give her a
call. Gets the stain out, you know?
We'll see if she picks up. She doesn't sometimes, you know?
Sometimes you just got to throw the shirt away.
Okay, I'm calling her.
Maybe that's what this call is. It's time to sever all
ties. That's so interesting. I was picturing a rug.
Oh, really?
Isn't that interesting?
But this I was is the, wearing like, it the whole podcast. Time.
Everyone hears something different, don't they?
No, it's true. People come up to me. I like that part of the podcast where you were talking about the rug, and I go, like, that didn't happen. I was talking about a shirt. But it's like you get to create your own experience.
I just tricked her. I said, please pick up. It's important. So hopefully she thinks it's an emergency, and she'll call right back.
Hi, you've reached Brody Gupta. Please leave a message.
Oh, wow. Though it was important.
Wow. Okay.
I tried that one with the guys. It doesn't always work, Sarah. Sorry.
Maybe she'll call me back.
I've been in an accident.
Call me back immediately.
Yeah, I've been in an accident, you know? Podcasts are fucking
girls do stuff like girls do stuff like this all the time. And she won't be scared, but...
It's all mean girl stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so? Not answering your phone call when she knows it's important?
I know, it's Friday night. Anything could be happening.
That's big mean girl vibes.
Yeah, that's
and
really
I don't
nice,
mean the most Broadway musical.
The most dangerous night of the entire week.
It is. That's why I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because no one asked me to hang out.
Because you had to record your podcast earlier.
Oh, she texted me back. She said, I'll call back in 1 minute.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
What do you guys want to do for the next minute? I'm not going to be able to think about anything else.
Okay, wait. I have to take my headphones out, though, so she can hear you guys.
Okay, make it seem like we're still having a big emergency.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing.
She's so fucking scared.
Oh, my God. She has no idea.
We're just about to have dinner, but...
Oh, well, I'm calling you because it's important.
Dumbass. Yeah, this idiot.
Wait, actually,
talked
one
about her
second.
Dinner on the show.
1 second. Oh, now it's working now.
Anything you want to say for yourself?
Did you hear that?
No, I haven't. I didn't hear that. Wait, what?
Are you ready to apologize?
Are you ready to apologize?
Hang on, I know that voice.
I'm waiting.
It's the dinner dumbass.
Is Devin there?
No, it's not Devin.
Oh.
It's the damn ding-dong dinner Devin Guesser.
Should I even know who I am? She's been on my podcast. She's ruined my podcast all these times.
Oh my
she doesn't even know who I am.
And then I'm Devin.
Oh my God.
Sawa?
Are you scared?
I'm a little scared.
We've done phone calls on the show before. It's never gone
this
badly.
It's absolutely never gone like nothing. Nothing like this at all.
Tawny Newsom's dad has done full episodes over the phone
where he couldn't even hear us.
And you have a podcast.
I'm not recording this. Actually, I am. I legally have to say that. You know what I'm doing tonight.
Is this Sean and Dave there?
Kind of. Yes.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Yeah, it's Hollywood Handbook.
Stupid idiot.
10 hours later.
Oh my god. 2 minutes to figure out.
The fucking dumbass strikes again.
I don't talk to one of them on the phone because I'm mad at him, and I don't talk to the other one on the phone because that's just not how we communicate.
Oh, okay.
So. I think I know which one I am.
Okay, well, we'll discuss that now, okay? But you can have dinner.
What are you mad at Sean about?
This has gone so poorly, but can I say that it's gone exactly as well as every time I've been on Hollywood Handbook has?
Okay, so we all agree on that.
So we all agree.
That's one thing that we can say is true. That this terrible phone call is as bad as every other time you've come on the show.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine for the listeners, I had a fantastic time expressing my truth and doing my art.
Oh.
What's for dinner?
I'm taking my friend Catherine and my husband Greg to Oma Coffee by Ozen.
That doesn't sound real.
Oma Coffee? Okay.
Oh my coffee.
She's going to Oh My Coffee at night. Weirdo. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling back. Nothing bad happened. I'm sorry I scared you. That wasn't nice.
Hey, that's okay.
We're done.
I love you.
Yo, should we all go to Oh My Coffee and bust her ass?
Oh my God, I can't believe she's at Oh My Coffee.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. I walk in. She's about to take her first sip of coffee. I go, how about, oh, that's my coffee. I grab it. I don't do a good job. I spill it. It spills on my hand. My hand gets burned. I go, oh. More like, oh, my
can
hand.
Can sue them?
No, I can't sue them. I was being a bully.
Sure, true, yeah. But it's America. I feel like you can sue a lot of people there.
Yeah, well, ask Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's the news.
That's the news.
That's the news.
That's and the news.
Wow, you are good at
you
this.
You bring it out of me,
you
Sarah. I said,
reported the news.
I said, how do you do the news? And do you remember what you said? I just wait.
That's what I said. And I knew you're going to come up with news at some point. And now it's even more topical because of the Oh My Coffee.
Mm-hmm. My own life was connected to the news. So it makes me remember the news story. Go ahead.
Like, has anyone made the pitch, like, can we just bring Gawker back for 1 second? Like, Gwyneth Paltrow got run into by a guy on some skis. Like, and then she sued him for $1. Like, it just seems like, can we just bring it back for 1 second to just for that?
Yeah.
I know, I've been thinking about that a lot. I actually do still have access to the website somehow.
Oh, so you should just post it. Say, like, oh, Gwyneth Paltrow, she did pizza when she's supposed to do French fries.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was?
That's what they say. She was doing pizza. She's supposed to do French fries.
She was supposed to do French fries, and she was doing pizza. It slowed her down too much.
Slowed her down too much, and the guy was like, oh!
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Do French fries! Not pizza! French fries!
Oh, man, yeah. I should post that. But it's over now. It's the news. The thing that you have to keep in mind, it goes by so fast.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't grab it as soon as it happens, it's gone. And no one cares. And you failed.
Ferris Bueller said that.
Damn it. I knew I didn't make it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so embarrassed.
Nice try. But you're not going to sneak a famous Ferris Bueller quote by me.
Oh,
my ultimate hero.
Sarah, can I play you my demo for Scamfluencers next season? What you could do?
Yeah, of course.
No problem using his finger for this. Just saying. Seems to pick and choose when it works.
New fear unlocked. Death by choking on a grape. My friend Chef Kevin has quite the deal at his prison. He can leave during the day, do whatever he wants.
So you're her.
As long as he come back,
who make his famous pudding.
I'm sorry, is this about yourself?
Yeah, so I guess he's being you, Sarah. It's, this is how you sound to him.
Wait, do you unlock a new fear on every episode?
Do you unlock a new fear every episode?
Okay.
Why I not? Don't. I
was almost going to fuck around.
Have you unlocked any fears? Any new fears?
I haven't. It's only made me braver, really, I think.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The fears.
It's like it's confronting evil, you know?
The fears are getting locked up.
They're getting locked up.
New fear locked
up. Like Kevin.
But it's true. I think
like Kevin every night.
Kevin, that was good. But the problem was that it sounded too scary.
Okay. So this is sort of the note you had on Hayes's.
It was like, I thought it was listening to Death Grips.
Yeah, it was. I felt like something bad was happening to me, to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make me feel good, you know? It wasn't uplifting, I would say. And that's what gets people listening. The idea that things will get better, you know?
Mm. Well, what kind of music do you like under your stuff? Like, is it ska influenced?
I would say like new metal meets ska.
Oh, wow. That's uplifting?
I
guess so. I mean, it's high energy for sure.
Yeah, that makes
a way to
good.
Start your day. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, what music would you add?
I actually have the perfect track for that.
Damn, that's a vibe.
New fear unlocked. Damn.
Can everyone else hear that?
Oh, damn.
Am I okay?
Oh, damn. Damn.
Did you make that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Tell me the answer's no without telling me the answer's no.
How did you come up with that?
Imagine the producer said that to like Drake or something when he played a song.
How did you think of that?
Did you make that? Yeah.
If someone said that to me, I'd be flattered because it means they're surprised by me.
What's it say on your shirt, Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin. You got writing on your shirt? You're holding out on me?
Well, Sarah, funny story. I tell a story on...
can you just answer?
There's a lot of build up. Joe Mandy wore the same shirt last week,
That's
actually.
A funny story.
2 weeks ago. My fiance... Yeah, I got a fiance now.
Whoa.
She work on Mel Brooks' show.
His mouth fills with phlegm.
History of the World Part 2.
Yeah, I gotta be
there's a famous sketch about a statue removal.
Oh, my God.
I text my best friend, Darius. They stole it from us because we did a sketch about removing sand from a sandbox called Sandy Pearson. A lot of similarities. Oh, suspicious.
Now I remember this.
And for the wrap gifts, they had extra sweaters of the Stephen Santamello statue removal and supply. Sometimes I wear it to sleep.
This is fucking swag.
I wear the wrap gifts to bed because I think if I could lucid dream, I'll be in the show. Have you ever done that?
I hope you only wear it to sleep in, because if you ever wear that out in public and Nick Kroll or Ike Barinholtz sees you with the stolen valor of the Steve Santamello fucking sand sketch sweatshirt, they'll knock your ass into next week.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be history of the world part forever for you. History to the world.
Your
goodbye.
History. Your history of the world.
Yeah. The world, as far as the world's concerned, this kid's history.
I try to sneak in a premiere party because there's so many celebs there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Hulu. They have Hulu up there.
Oh my God. No, we don't. We don't.
You don't have Hulu.
Y'all
have
got Hulu.
We don't have Hulu.
You don't have XXFXX on Hulu.
But that's all on Disney Plus for us.
Oh my God!
Isn't that crazy?
Move it around.
Hulu on FXX on Hulu is on Disney Plus.
FXX on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. It's all connected here, and
it really
for you guys,
is the Wild West.
It is a Wild West. And then we don't have like a separate, like we have like two We have a streaming service that has everything else. Like, there's going to be, there's HBO on it. There's Showtime on it. There's whatever, whatever, you know?
What's it called? Friggin' Maple Syrup Plus?
It's called Crave.
Crave? That sounds pretty good.
It's a dumb name.
Sounds pretty good.
There's like, you know, everything here is kind of off. You know, nothing here is like, everything feels a little off brand sometimes, you know? Which is why I like going to America.
You watch Global a lot?
No. Yeah, no, I don't, unfortunately.
Do you know Mackenzie Davis?
She's Canadian, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know her personally, but I've seen her.
On. We know her.
She lives in the UK now, and she was talking about how, like, Prince, or I guess, like, King Charles, like, now that he's going to become king, is just, like, kind of over. He says, like, over with the bullshit, basically. He's just, like, done with all the fucking bullshit.
I know.
And he is going to make, with Mackenzie's help, he's going to make everything just England again.
Yeah.
I miss the Queen.
So you want, you're okay
you
with
want
it.
The Queen.
Oh, you missed the Queen because she was letting you be Canada and she was actually barely holding Prince Charles at bay.
I miss her, yeah. That's why I miss her, you know.
Basically killed her. Damn near killed her.
Mad dog King Charles straining against the chain. The Queen's bony fingers.
I don't feel safe
links.
With him being my leader. I don't. I just don't feel safe.
It's making me uncomfortable too.
I don't like that image.
Of Sean being uncomfortable?
No, of King Charles doing all that.
King Charles is doing too much.
Did you see his portrait? I thought it was nice. No. They released an official portrait.
Let me look.
And
at
I think he looks pretty good.
Let me look at it. Let me look at it first.
That was painted by AI.
What?
They're getting so close.
What?
Dude, it freaks me out thinking about how AI did the King Charles
portrait.
This
was painted by AI?
Yes. Yes.
How do you know?
How do I know?
You can see the fingies.
Oh, damn it. Oh, he has so many fingers. Oh, man. Does he really? Yeah. Not? I thought it was a real one. But
no,
also, does it matter?
No,
he's a real one.
Artificial imperialist.
Hey, guys, guess what?
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.